Okay, well, we'll just go with it then. And if I get into a null, and such as, you know, I'll try to hold still once I get to a good spot, and we'll just go from there. Alrighty. Well, first things first, are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call KTBAR. Okie dokie. Well, that's a good answer, as I always say. Well, this is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association and Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. This net is open to all radio amateurs who might want to talk about a variety of subjects. It's not as daunting as you may think. We encourage all amateurs to participate, whether or not you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, or some combination of those things. We'd like you to participate even if you have nothing allegedly to contribute. So, with no further ado, this net is about a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the way we apply our amateur radio art, the things we've done, the things we aspire to do, the things we never want to do again. And it's how we served others, and some of the fun things we've done and some of the not-so-fun things we've done. In any case, you can pretty much talk about anything you want as long as you tie it back to amateur radio in some reasonable fashion. So, as I alluded to, we encourage people to check in. You'll be able to come in with your call sign, your name, and then you indicate whether you have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, or some combination of those things, or none of the above. Yeah, before we start, I do want to point out that that is run on the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club 2-meter repeater located in Alpine, New Jersey, and it's on a frequency of 146.955 megahertz, and it's the PL of 141.3, and has a minus 600 kilohertz input. Further, it's available via EchoLink at K2-Foxtrot-Juliet-L for Lima, K2-Foxtrot-Juliet-Lima. And we will have a separate check-in for people checking in via EchoLink. So do not come in via call sign group if you're on EchoLink. Alrighty. One other point is that this net is recorded by amateurradio.tv, and within a few days after the net, you're welcome to hear the net there, and along with all the last 8 or 9 years of nets, except for the first three, they're all there online. And you can find them right on the main page at amateurradio.tangovictor next to the Linemark Tech net. The other thing is we have a Yahoo group that is supportive of the net and the topics that we bring up. It's called ComTech Group, Charlie, Oscar, Mike, Tango, Echo, Charlie, Hotel, Golf, Romeo, Oscar, Uniform, Papa. All one word, ComTech Group. It's a Yahoo group. If you cannot find it for any reason and you request membership, you can't find it to request membership, feel free to shoot me an email, whiskey2tangotangotango@awrl.net, whiskey2tangotangotango@awrl.net, or att.com, either way, both work. In fact, you can send it to both if you so desire. One goes to work and one doesn't. Anyway, all good. So with no further ado, let's get our whiskeys in first tonight. Any station whose call sign begins with whiskey, please call K2BAR. I guess we're a whiskeyless. Okay, let's go to November's next.
K2BAR. N2, India Zebra Echo, and I just have a quick question.
Okay, and announce your name, and I've noted you have a question.
Yeah, this is November 2, India Zebra Echo, N2IZE. Name is John, and I'm in Northeast Yonkers, New York.
Okay, John, I noted you have a question. I'll get to you after we do the roll. Thank you very much. Any other new members? Okay, how about Kilo 2s?
KD2ERM, timeout.
Okay, any other Kilos?
KJ6HQI.
Make sure I got that one. Kilowatt Juliet 6, Hotel Quebec, India. Your name and intention, sir.
That's affirmative. Kilo Juliet 6, Hotel Quebec, India. Name is Andreas, Park Ridge, New Jersey. Intention, just checking into the net.
Okay, very good, Andreas. Just curiosity, are you a permanent fixture, or are you just on business and you happen to be staying at the Park Ridge Marriott?
I am a permanent fixture. My call sign came from when I lived in California, Studio City. In 2010, I have since moved to New Jersey.
Oh, welcome aboard. That's great. This is the first time you've had a chance to pop in, so welcome. All right, any other Kilos? Okay, how about Alphas?
For Charlie, 2 Tango, Paul, Yonkers, New York. None of the above.
Hi, Paul, welcome aboard. Any other Alphas? Okay, I'm going to go through the roll again. This is kind of weird. This is very weird. I've never had this happen in all these years. I think once I ran a net on Christmas night, and it was like this, but boy, oh boy. All right, so any whiskeys, please call it.
W2PDQ, Richard here in Clifton, New Jersey. Hi, Gordon.
Hi, Richard. What are your intentions?
Oh, just listening to the net, and I heard there was no whiskey calls in, and I go, well, my goodness, everything's dead tonight. But I won't bother you with any questions tonight.
Now, there's no bother. This is kind of unusual. Any other whiskeys? Okay, Novembers? No Novembers. Okay. Kilos. Last but not least, any other Alphas or any at this point, any call sign?
A question, Gordon.
Who's calling?
B2T. You're kind of early with the net. It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, jeez. You know, I'm an idiot. I want to apologize to everybody. You know, I'm out of my house, and Oh, Lord, I already have my brain set on daylight savings time. I really apologize to everybody. This is embarrassing. John, I'm going to take your question anyway. Oh, I'm so glad you spotted that. You know what? Oh, Lord. You know, I'm out of my element. I'm not looking at the clock. Oh, jeez. I'm an idiot. All right. Well, I feel better now. So anyway, John, what's your question? Do you want to hold it till 9?
I thought there was something strange because I just was looking at my clock and it said 8:10, and I was saying, gee, doesn't the net start a little later? But I wasn't sure. All right, I'll give you my question now, being it's a very direct, simple question. You were mentioning that the TechNet is archived. And I was just wondering if you could clarify for me how I can access those archives. How would I get to them? Back to you there, Gordon.
Well, that's a great question. Make sure I have a signal here. I shifted in my chair. I think I'm all right. All right, so I will actually do this in real time. It's dot amateur radio, one word, amateur radio dot Tango Victor. Let's do that. And you go there and you'll see Barra TechNet. And you can click. click here for the latest shows, and then they have indexes for PassNet. You just click on the year you want and away you go.
Okay, could you just run the first part of the URL by me again? Because I wrote it down, but I didn't get everything there.
Sure. It's amateurradio.tangovictor. Amateurradio.tangovictor.
Hey, amateurradio.tangovictor. Okay, I got that. And when I get there, look for the Baratech net. So I'll give that a try, and I'm pretty sure we'll find it. All right. Without further ado, I guess I'll turn it back to you there. I'll say good evening to AC2T. How you doing there? Long time no here. Hope all is well. And I don't know, as far as the net goes, I guess, are you going to restart it at 9, or... Well, just kind of, I guess you're going to restart the net there. I forget exactly what time it's, 9 or 9.30. So let me turn it back to you there, Gordon, and you can take it from there. This is N2YZ. You will be listening in.
Yeah, that's correct. That's exactly what we're going to do. It looks to me, yeah, I mean, we'll definitely start the net at that point. I know the net started back in 2006, but for whatever reason, the index only goes to 2007. In fact, the hot link button for it doesn't show, which is kind of odd. But if you can get to the 2007 shows and the 2008, I don't know what happened to the 2006 shows, as they call them. That's kind of weird, but anyway, not terribly worried about it. Maybe we start in 2007. That could be it. Yeah, April 26, 2007. So we had three prior weeks to that. And so, yeah, you can go listen to the first show as a first net. That probably is a treat, or the fourth net, as it were, on April 26, 2007. I think I'll do that just for the next little bit, and we'll see how it goes. But I want to apologize, everybody, for the confusion and just the bizarro land. That's pretty funny, actually. But anyway, that's what happens when you get out of your element and you don't look at your phone for the local time. All right, 7-3 and be well. And we'll get back to you guys later, all right?
I already embarrassed you, Gordon, but I thought something was wrong when you weren't getting any check-ins. AC2T.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. By the way, I'm noticing that on April 26th that Noel ran that net. I didn't run it, so that's even funnier. So looking forward to hearing some of these. I've actually not taken the time to go back and listen. So anyway, we'll see.
Well, that's the miracle of the Internet these days. Boy, you can archive everything and people could go back and listen to things. See it all over online now. People archive radio shows and all kinds of stuff, so why not amateur radio nets and things like that? All right, I'll be...
Yeah, very good.
Gordon, and we'll try to rejoin when the net comes up.
The first net were not recorded. The third net, Noel ran into OEL, and I ran the May 3rd, 2007 net. So, you know, I've never taken a lot of time to look over my shoulder about this kind of stuff, but it's pretty interesting. Anyway, let me skedaddle for a few minutes and take care of something else, and I'll be back. So, 7-3, everybody, and again, I apologize for the silliness of this, and we'll see you on the hour, W2TTT, A2BA, air clear.
Connected N2BHZ repeater.
This is N2OEL in Florida. Can anybody give me a single report to see if I'm making this properly?
Connected KD2ERM. KD2ERM. Timeout.
Yes. Anybody give me a single report? This is N2OEL.
N2OEL, this is K2GFM. You're sounding good, strong and clear.
K2NFM, thank you. I'm down in Ocala, Florida, and I finally got cable put in. I'm using my cell phone to Echolink, and I wasn't sure. The last time I tried to get in, the needle wasn't moving on my view meter here on Echolink. This time it's moving, so it's good that I'm getting in.
No, it sounds good. And it was Kilo 2 Golf Foxtrot Mike, by the way.
Okay, K2FGF. Maybe I should put my hearing aids back in. I took them out. I'm actually laying in the bedroom with watching TV and just waiting for the net to start. Have a great day and thank you for your help.
No worries. Just one more time, Kilo 2 Golf Foxtrot Mike. And the name is Greg.
Thank you, Greg. Golf Foxtrot Mike. GFM. K2GFM. Okay. Got to make up one of these, mnemonics. I can't think of anything overhand. Mine is my name, so it's easy. Okay, Greg, let me shut up because the net's about to start.
Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, WT2TTT. Before we start, are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, very good. Can someone just to confirm that I have a decent signal into the repeaters before I proceed? WU2TTT.
Sounds good here, WU2S.
Sounds very good here, N2YZ.
Okay, very good. Thank you, gentlemen. Alrighty. Just as a note of humor, I started the net an hour ago, not realizing that I was an hour early. I was wondering why I was having trouble getting updates or getting people checking in. But anyway. So moving right along, are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, as I always say, that's my favorite answer. Alrighty, welcome everybody. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association and Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. This net is run weekly on a frequency of 146.955 MHz, the 2-meter repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club located in Alpine, New Jersey. The repeater can be accessed with a PL tone of 141.3, that's 141.3. A standard offset is 600 kHz. Again, the frequency is 146.955. Alrighty. Repeater can also be accessed, and the net can be accessed via the Echolink K2 Foxtrot Juliet, K2 Foxtrot Juliet -Lima, and we will have a separate check-in for Echolink stations. The purpose of this net is to have a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, practice of the radio art as we do it, the way we serve others, the way we've grown, the things we've done, the things we aspire to do, the things we never want to do again, and the things we'd like to do again. So we also allow you to reference things that you would like to post for sale, swap, or wanted. So when you check in, you'll give your call sign, your name, and indicate whether you have a question, comment, a for sale swapper wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. And we'd like you to check in even if it's none of the above, because that helps us understand who's on the net and how we can best conduct the net to meet your needs. I am transmitting tonight from the Red Cross Chapter House in Ridgewood, New Jersey. I am on an HD. I have a backup HD and I have plenty of batteries, so if this thing runs out of gas, not to worry, we'll be back. So with no further ado, let's check in. Whiskey stations first, please. Please call K2BAR.
WA2UMB, Jim in Pearl River. Good evening. Just listening.
WI2W, Steve, with a comment.
W2AHA, name is Matt, Little Ferry. Just listening tonight.
Okay, W2NH says, welcome aboard, Matt. Good to hear you. I haven't heard you for a couple of weeks. So that's always a nice treat to hear you. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Uniform to Sierra Randy, Washington Township. Just listening.
Good evening, Randy. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys?
WE2R, Charlie. Just listening.
Good evening, Sir Charles. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys? Okay. How about November's?
A2BAR. This is November 2, India, Zebra Echo, N2IZE. Name here is John. Good evening, Gordon, and good evening to the net. Have no questions or comments at this time. Just listening in.
Okay, John, thank you very much. Any other Novembers?
NY9A, good evening.
And I sent you the email with the comments.
N1STU, disconnected.
NY9A?
Yeah, NY9A, W2TTTK2BAR. What are your intentions tonight?
Oh, just to listen to your mellifluous voice, old friend.
My mellifluous voice, huh? Okay, very good. Any other Novembers?
N2OO, one comment.
No alphas, okay. How about Kilo 2s?
K2GFM, Greg, just listening, Montvale.
Hey, Greg, good evening. K2GFM, recognize anybody else with a Kilo 2? Okay, any other Kilos?
KJ6HQI, Andreas, just checking in.
Okay, Andreas, welcome aboard. And just for everybody's reference, Andreas is a local in Park Ridge. All right, any other Kilos? All righty. How about any call sign? I don't think, well, let's just rip it open and just go full bore.
To J-E-K, Don with a comment.
Very good, Don, welcome aboard. I got you with a comment. I don't think you were here last week, and you weren't here this week, I was going to make a phone call and ask how you were. Okay, very good. Welcome. Any other stations wishing to check into the net?
C2T, you were covered up by Noah when you just asked for A's. So I'll be just listening and lurking around there, Gordon. If I have something to say, I'll say it.
Okay. An EchoLink user, we'll get to that in a minute. Any other stations on the repeater directly?
AE2K, Eric Mobile in Westchester, just listening.
Hey, Eric, I want to make sure I got there. AE2K?
QSO.
Well, welcome aboard. Thank you for joining. Are you Eric with a C?
That is correct.
Okay, very good, sir. Thank you very much. Any other stations on Earth here? Okie dokie. N2OEL, are you on Echolink?
N2OEL. Operating on Echolink.
Connected. N2OEL. 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 N2OEL. Disconnected. Connected. N2OEL. Connected. W2TTT. N2OEL. Disconnected.
Comment for the net. Is that affirmative?
Gordon, I don't
don't think he's hearing you, because he said he was in Florida when he connected.
Okay, very good. So we have here WA2UMP, W2NHZ, WE2S, WE2R, N2IZE, NY9A, AC2T, K2GFM, KJ6HQI, W2JEK with a comment, AE6K, N2OEL, WI2W with a comment. Are there any other stations who I missed?
KD2EFJ, this is Paul Ali. Just listening.
Yeah, your voice is a little light, so, and I've got a little crackling on my receiver here. What's your call sign again, phonetically, please, and your name?
KD2EFJ, Kilo Delta 2 Echo Foxtrot Julian, and the name is Paul from Spring Valley.
Thank you, Paul. KD2EFJ, Kilo Delta 2 Echo Foxtrot Julian. Thank you very much, and welcome aboard. I apologize. I've got a crackly receiver here. It's just driving me crazy. And I have Noel with one comment. I got that on a text message. Thank you, Noel. We'll get to you as well. All righty. Let's see. I think we're going to go to Don first. W2JEK, K2EAR.
K2, W2JEK, good evening everybody. Bar Club will be running a VE test session tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Westwood Regional High School, Township of Washington, Bergen County. I know the Bucks and a couple of other Washingtons in New Jersey. Go to the wrong one. And if you are licensed, please bring your license and a copy of the license. You'll need some ID, one form of a photo ID like a driver's license or a passport, or two forms of non-photo ID. Test fee is $15. Calculator as you need it, and memory has to be. You'll need devices other than calculator, such as a cell phone or an iPod, whatnot, cannot be used as calculators in the session. If you do not have a license, you will need a Social Security number or obtain an FRN number from the FCC. And or if you give the social to our, with our group, that will get you a FRN number when your license is issued. And that's about got it right now. Back to net, W2JEK.
Okay, Don, very good. And changed out the receiver. Where the receiver has to go and where the transmitter has to go have to be different in this portable situation. Very good. Any stations have any questions regarding the upcoming test session or licensing in general for Don? Please call K2BAR. Alrighty. Don, did you want to add anything?
I've spoken about the credit for expired licenses of the general advanced and extra class. On the 2-year grace period, they can get back on, and people have a study that is in that category. Takes a technician exam and you get back. Although anybody with a technician license before March 21st, 1987, can do a paper upgrade to general class, testing or anything, pay the fee and we'll fill out the paper. I guess that's about all. You are not going to be issuing paper licenses anymore unless I make a special request for it. Back to net, W2JK.
Alrighty, very good. Thank you very much, Don. That's good information. And good luck to all take their test tomorrow, whether it's to upgrade or to get their initial license. Let's see. I guess, Steve, WI2W, it's your ball, K2BAR.
K2BAR, WI2W. Well, I wanted to make a comment on two amateur radio club meetings that are happening this weekend that are going to be lots of fun. The first one is at the Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club on Friday night at 7 o'clock. There's going to be a presentation by Woody, AK2F, and another gentleman whose call escapes me at the moment on Earth, Moon, Earth with low-power stations and using some digital software. And I believe that Woody was down by Joe Taylor using his station and learning all about how to do this activity that's on my bucket list with a low power station. So I'm very excited about that meeting. And the other exciting meeting is on Sunday night at the monthly Barra meeting up at the Senior Center in Washington Township. And that is going to be on getting started in RITI contesting, put on by two avid contesters, David K2DSL and Dave K2ZC. They're going to give a brief introduction to RITI, how you can actually accomplish it, and then a live demo between two stations. So that will promise to be a very great presentation. Looking forward to that. And that's it for the net. K2BAR, WI2W. Hope to see everybody there.
Hey, Steve, just the Barra meeting is a week from Sunday, correct?
Yes, sorry. I got my my weekends. It's March 1st. March 1st is the Barra meeting.
Yeah, and not to be confused with March 15th when the Barra crew has their auction on a Sunday around noontime. We'll talk more about that in upcoming weeks, but in past years when we've had the auction, we've not had a meeting in March, but that is not the case. We will in fact have a Barra meeting on Sunday, March 1 on the RITI contesting that Steve mentioned. Woody is going to be, as Steve mentioned, is going to talk about moon bounce and also digital operations, using weak signal and weak signal operations in general, but how to use these digital modes to make DX contacts on VHF, UHF, etc. There's versions of the software that are tailored to moon bounce, and there's some that are tailored to terrestrial work. And you'll get some insights on some of that tomorrow night at the Fairlawn meeting. That presentation will start at 7, so doors do open at 6. Anybody have any questions for Steve?
Thanks for straightening me out there, Gordon. All week long I've been thinking the Barra meeting was this Sunday. I've been a little busy, so thanks for correcting me on that. And we'll see everybody tomorrow night, hopefully.
Yeah, Woody made the mistake of chattering on 442 one day about, doing this. And he said, when we get done with the two EME contest weekends, he wanted to put together a presentation. So naturally, I said, great, you want to do it? And he goes, sure. And so I chatted with Carl and promoted it to Fairlawn, as well as Steve, because I think it would be good for a Barra meeting. The formats of those talks will be slightly different when Barra finally has a talk by Woody, because the time frame is a little different, and the audiences who tend to show up to those meetings tend to be a little different as well, with some overlap. But I think it'll be good reinforcement and very exciting, whether you hear it once or twice in long form or shorter form. I think it's going to be a great talk, as well as this March 1st talk by KTDSL on RITI. So there's a lot of operations going on to emphasize various kinds of digital operations other than CW, so and packet and things like that. So there'll be lots of good stuff. So this is where we learn about new things. So it's all good. Anybody have any questions for Steve? All right, Steve, last comment on this topic?
Just warming up the car for tomorrow night. Thanks, Gordon. K2BAR, WI2W.
Yeah, it's pretty horrendous, isn't it? I didn't look at the temperature. It was 10 degrees when we arrived in... we left Bergenfield and we arrived in Ridgewood. It was 10 the whole way. I suspect it's less than that now. Alrighty, thank you very much. N2OEL via Echolink, K2PAR, it's your ball, Noel.
Thank you. Sorry for disturbing the net with trying to get in. But I think I finally got the phone set up properly. Okay. Yesterday morning, there's a breakfast that I go to here. And I mentioned that I was going to put in some ground rods. And I heard some harrowing tales that the water line cable and, of course, the electric line might be as low as 6 inches to a foot below the surface. And I'm supposed to call 811. So I called 811, and it's going to take them a week or so, and they're going to check and find out where everything is and put little flags in it. And all I want to do is put a couple ground rods in the back, right along the back of the house. But, of course, don't know where the lines are coming in. And they recounted a harrowing tale of somebody driving. I guess he was putting a fence in and chopped into a major power cable. So anyways, it's just so interesting compared to in Jersey where we just dig wherever we want to. That was my comment. Back to that. KQBR, this is N2OEL.
Well, I'll be real honest. If you don't know where your utilities are, I don't care what state you're in, if you're not absolutely certain, it's absolutely madness to not call 811 first. Call before you dig. Let me give you an example. In my case, we have aerial utilities except for gas and water and sewer, and they're in the front. However, 10 years ago, I put an electrical box in my garage, so I had a feed to my house, to the garage, and then from the garage to underground to a certain point, and then to the hot tub. So needless to say, there's now underground wires in my world, in my backyard. They are under the deck, which is good, but, you know, needless to say, it's very important to call before you dig, dial 811, it's free, and saves you much, much grief. That's a really good point. So, with that in mind, anybody else have any 811 or call before you dig or didn't, as the case may be, stories they'd like to go over? K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is N2VHZ, Kent in Alliance, Nebraska on Echolink.
How are you? Go right ahead, N2VHZ. I just sent out the roster and I forgot to add you because I noticed you were on Echolink. I wasn't sure if it was you or the repeater or both. So before you take it, I'm just going to make one quick announcement. The Skywarn training is coming up in the next month or so in both Passaic County and Bergen County. It's every third year or so. So you might want to take advantage of that Skywarn training if you didn't see that email. And in fact, I'll forward it to the ComTech group and a few other places for those who care. I've already forwarded it to my Boy Scout troop. So anyway, go right ahead, Ken. N2VHZ in Alliance, Nebraska from K2BAR.
A2DAR, this is N2VHZ. Thank you for recognizing me and not making any assumption. That's true. I couldn't get in before. It wasn't enough turnover time, but thank you for allowing me to come in now. I don't have any comment about the digging, but I wanted to say to the gentleman, N2OEL, his audio to me sounds choppy for some reason, and I didn't know if you could hear it that way, but I wrote him a comment on Echolink that he might need to improve his audio if it's more than just me that hears it that way, and I don't mean to be critical, but I could hardly understand him, and is that how you hear it also, kind of chopped up his audio, like as if he has some kind of packet loss? Back to you, Gordon.
Yeah, there was a little bit, but it's not too bad. Anybody with, should we say, a better situation, you know, hear much difference between Noel by Echolink versus Ken? Now, keep in mind, Ken's using a radio to access his repeater, and his repeater is accessing Echolink on a wired basis, getting into our Echolink over here. So, whereas Noel is going in over either cellular Wi-Fi and coming into the Echolink server that way. So, anybody have any thoughts of discernment between the two?
guess there's your answer, Ken. You're as good as you can be, and probably, I mean, I thought Noel was fine, but I did hear a little bit, but, you know, my situation here in the Red Cross chapter with HT is not exactly wonderful.
Okay, very good. I just want to make sure, because sometimes when we're on the end that I'm at, you know, it's a lot worse when you're on the double side of an Echolink connection, as I call it. But, okay, very good. And I think there's a sign if you don't call that big number, that 811, and something happens, I think they can fine you pretty heavily for something that you should have called about. You got the mark out. They call it a mark out. They come and they spray, you know, and they check it or whatever and so forth and so on. And, you know, your different colors are for your different utilities. And I think you have to get all these different colors before you can go ahead and plant something in the ground over there. Back to you, Gordon, K2, BAR, this is N2VHC.
Absolutely, Ken, very good. Yeah, you get yourself into a world of doo-doo if you break something. And, you know, you could end up doing things like paying for people's loss of electricity and, you know, the loss in their freezers, you know, that kind of nonsense. So, you know, and God forbid someone's got, you know, a breathing machine and they decide to just make a, even if they have plenty of reserve, you know, some people get a little, you know, a little cranky, for lack of a better term. Alrighty. Anybody else with comments, questions, confusion for the net tonight? Oh boy, 2 weeks ago we had a net that lasted over 2 hours and only about 50 minutes of it was on the subject of what happens when the FCC stops printing licenses. But we still had a net that was over an hour. Last 2 weeks it's been 30 minute net. So, alrighty, well, I look forward to seeing those who can join us at the Fairlawn Radio Club tomorrow night at the Fairlawn Community Center, 1010 20th Street, 10-10 20th Street. Doors open at 6, the meeting's at 7. And I just forwarded to the ComTech group the Skywarn training. If you're interested in joining the ComTech group, it's Charlie, Oscar, Mike, Tango, Echo, Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo, Oscar, Uniform Papa. And all you have to do is, if you can't find that, and ask for join, just email me at w2tangotangotango@att.com or att.net. .com goes to work, .net goes to my personal email. Either way, I'll answer. So take care, everyone, and God bless. I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeater, and I think we'll have some interesting follow-on conversation from the presentation tomorrow night, next week. So be prepared, as they say. God bless. This is KTBAR W2TTT returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. Night-night.
So I did. Anybody still there? go ahead.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu is here in Alliance, Nebraska.
Okay, howdy. I don't know why, but the audio is awfully low, Ken. I got to keep it down. There's a clock going on in the other room, and better be thoughtful of that. But only because the repeater connected back did I come in. Did you force that connection somehow?
No. And you said my audio is low. I wasn't talking that loud. And I had the microphone angled away from me. But now I'm talking straight into it. I'm looking at my level, and it's pretty good. No, I never disconnected from the repeater, and I just sat here and been monitoring, and there's nobody on, and then all of a sudden you popped up. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, that's weird. It seems that the audio is poor all the way around. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to reboot this machine, and maybe I'll come back on the Echo Link. But let me get out of here for now, and we'll see what gives. Take care for now. Interview is W2TT.
N2JDH. Disconnected.
See what happens, and have fun. 73's N2VHD on the side listening.
Yeah, so far I've got 6. Don't know if it's going to go down 5, but it's cold. All right, I didn't leave as early as I wanted to, but no big deal. I'll still be coming this morning. Just won't be staying too long.
Happened you couldn't get out of bed?
Couldn't get out of bed and didn't go to bed till about 7:30. I had planned on going earlier, but it just didn't work out. I had some stuff I had to take care of. Hey, did you win that bid? Because I don't see that mic up anymore.
I got busy yesterday, forgot all about it. By the time I got to Debbie's house, it went off and I lost it for 50 cents.
That hurts. Yeah, I've been outbid. I put in a couple of other bids and I still got outbid, so I don't want to go that high. Right now, between shipping, it's already over $30. So if I bid any more, it's going to come close to 40. I really didn't want to spend that much on it. So I'll keep my eyes open. If worse comes to worse, I have the MD-100 as a backup mic for that radio. I can always experiment on my mic. So we'll see what happens. Keep our eyes open and see what happens. Mine's not over yet. I'm going to take a look at it again today, but I was hoping to get it cheap, just in case I ruin it. I hate to ruin $40.
Well, now, not counting the shipping, mine would have been cheap. I had $20.50. It went for $21. Yours that you were bidding on is up to $24.50.
Right, so it's up with the shipping. It's over $30. I don't know. I may make one more bid, but we'll see.
I am in no great rush. I'm just going to wait. That's all there is to it. I don't want... $20 and $21 would have been fine with the shipping. But I wasn't going to go too much more than that anyway.
Yeah, somebody's apparently got a good deal.
Yeah, there's only 3 bids on it. That was it, my opening. And, well, whatever. I was, winning it. There was only 3 bids total.
Yeah, I think mine had a little bit more than that. Well, anyway. I found a, rubber end cap. It's on the antenna right now. I won't be able to hoist it today. I've got, closing at my house for my refinance that went through. Thank God. So I got a lot to do today. I had to cancel my chiropractor. I just don't have time to go up there, get my back cracked, and then get back home in time for the closing. So I canceled it. I'll be going tomorrow. And that's about it. Hopefully I'll get out of work early today. You know, it's early out on Friday. Everybody tends to leave early on Friday.
10-1-0-U, KD2-BOR. What, do you got to go to a lawyer's office for the closing?
No, they come to my house.